So at the end of yesterday's daf, we had some classic Divrei Agada, specifically the very last Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Roiv beGezel, most people are nichshel in the chet of Gezel. Umiyat v'arayos, there are some people, a minority of the population, that is nichshel in arayos, v'hakoil b'loshen hara. And everyone is nichshel in loshen hara. Freit the Gemara, everyone's nichshel in loshen hara. How could it be that everyone is nichshel in loshen hara? Ela avak loshen hara. What it means is that everybody is nichshel in avak loshen hara. So there are three big averas that people are nichshel in. Gezel, arayos, and avak loshen hara. Roiv gezel, miut arayos, and kulon ba'avak loshen hara. So usually if you think of the big three averos, right? The three cardinal sins. Avodah zarah, gilui arayos, and shvichas damim. This is a different list. It's gezel, arayos, and avak loshen hara. And the gedder of this list is that these are averos that people are nichshel in. The etzahara for these three things is very, very strong. Dvarim shebnei adam mezalzelim behem, but not all on the same level. Roiv gezel, miyat arayos, and akol ba'avak loshen hara. The truth is, if you look around in the Svarim HaKdoshim, you find a lot of remozim for these three averos. The Eulis Ephraim, and it's even more barichos in the Shloha Kaddish, in a bunch of places, says that we know Chazal say, ubiyoyim pakti upakadati. That every single time Klai Yisrael gets punished, it's because there's a little bit of the Cheta Egel. And Pasha, what it means is that the Yidden worship the Egel in the Midbar, Mamish, right after Maimed Har Sinai, and that Avera was such a big Avera that after all the years and all the Goliyos and all the Tikkunim, we're still on some level suffering from the Cheta Egel. But the Shloha Kaddish said that Pnis Apnimi is Ein Lechol Kol Pkida Upkida She'ein Boi Me'avoy No Egel, is because the word Egel is Rosh Hatevis Arayos Gezel and Lashon Hara. And it's referring to this Gemara in Bava Basar Kuf Samech Hemer Aleph, that these are the three Averis that people are nichshel in. And that's why in the Chokop Kido Pkida, every time Klai Yisrael gets punished, it's because of the Egel. Of course, that's the Pshuta Yishol Mikro. But there's a Pnimius, it's because of the Averis that they're doing in the current generation. And what are the Averis that they're doing in the current generation? It's Egel. Because Egel is Rosh Hatevis for these big three. It's Arayas, it's Gezel, and Lashon Hara. He continues the Shloha Kaddish and says, Lokach Nismuchu beseder havidoy. He says that's why you find that when we say vidoy, this is interesting, there's a smichas between these three averas. Where? Gozalnu, dibarnu doifi, and hevinu. Gozalnu is gezel. Dibarnu doifi, that's avak loshen hara. Hevinu, says the Shloha Kaddish is arayas. Because the shayrish of the word hevinu is avoin. Ki avoin remez la arayas. Kashakosav harikeach besoidoisav. What's the soid? Avoin mole. If you take the word avoin mole, so you spell out the ayin yud endenun, and the vav, which is vav vav, and the nun, which is nun vav nun, oile remach. The gematria is exactly 248. Ki ein avera nasis bar goshas kol remach evorim. Elobiyah. But either way, says the Shloha Kaddish, that's the smichas between these three averas. Gozalnu, dibarnu, hevinu, because these three things are the gezel, the avak loshen hara, and the arayas that the Gemara is referring to over here. Another remez that I found in the Svarim HaKdoshim to these three averas is in the Hafla. The Hafla in Panim Yafois, and this is in Parshas Emor, says that the Navi says, Shuvu Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, Kchui Machem Dvarim, V'shuvu al Hashem. Kchui Machem Dvarim. Why Dvarim? So said the Panim Yafois, the Hilga Hafla. He said, because the Gemara says in Bava Basar, Kuf Samachi Amar Aleph, Ruben Begezel, Miyutam Ba'arayos, V'kulam Ba'avak Lashon Hara. He says, Dvarim, that's Lashon Hara. That's easy. That's an Averi that a person does with his Dibor. Dvarim is also Arayos. Ki matza ba ervas dover, and dover is also mamoin. Dover mi mamoin. So kui machem dvorim v'shuvu al Hashem, that we have to do tshuva on these three big averes. This is the ein lecha kol pkido pkida she'en boi me'avoy no egel. And therefore, what do we need to do when we do tshuva? Do tshuva on these three inyanim. The inyanim we need to do tshuva on is the dvorim. It's the Dvarim of Lashon Hara. It's the Kimatzaba Ervas Dover. And it's the Alpishnayim Edom Yakum Dover. The Dover, Dover Mimam, and a little bit of an Oymek in that Gzeirah Shava. Because that's also Dover. It's included in this Indian of Krui Machim Dar. So yesterday, we talked about this Gemara. And specifically, we discussed which Yetzahara is stronger. Is it the Yetzahara of Geza? Or is it the Yetzahara of Arayas? And just really, to put it in different words, the Yetzahara of Gezel is not the Yetzahara to steal, right? If somebody has a taiva to steal, so that person really needs a lot of help. That's a whole different Indian. When we talk about the Yetzahara of Gezel, it means taivas mamon, right? That's really what it means. So in the crux of the Chakira is, there's a taivas mamon, there's a taiva of Arayas. Which taiva is a greater taiva? Is it taivas mamon or is it taivas Arayas? So we said that the Tosfos Yontif in his Hagoyas on the Torah in Eben Ezra Simen Chaf Hei says that l'chur from this Gemara, it's mashma, that taivas mamon is more intense than the taiva of Arayas. V'haraya, roiv begezel, umir Arayas. And he says, if that's the case, it's a plea to me. Because the Rambam, the Lashoni Azov, in the end of Hilchas Yisuri Ebiya says, Ein locha dover b'chal ha-toyra kula shehu kosha l'roiv ha-om elo lifresh min ha-arayas v'habiyo is ha-suras. We shall to the Lashonis of the Archaim HaKadosh in Parshas Achrimos. But it sounds, says the Tosfos Yontif from the Rambam, that the Rambam held that the Yetzahara of Arayas is more intense than the Yetzahara of Mammon. Chura, how does it shim with the Gemara? In the Gemara, it's mashma, that it's right begezel, mi'at b'arayas. Yesterday, we spoke out from the Chidah, and it's Pesach Hinayim, right here on this Gemara. It's also in Birkei Yosef, in the beginning of Evin Ezer Simen Chaf Hei. And I found that the Prisha, in his commentary on the Torah, right in the beginning of Simen Chaf Hei, Kamat says what the Chidah says, and that is that, of course, in terms of taifa and Yetzahara, the Yetzahara of Arayas is more intense than the Yetzahara of Mammon. I, the Gemara says, Roy Begezel and Miyap Arayas. That just means that people are miskaber more on the Yetzahara of Arayas than they are on the Yetzahara of Mammon. Yisrael Kedoshim Heim, and this is something that they're very, very nizerhin, and they're able to overcome in an inhumane way, in a good way, like the Rasha says. And that's how they're able to overcome the Yetzar of Arayas. But by Gezel, not so much. We also mentioned the Lashon of the Rashman. People are Moirehetim when it comes to Gezel. So it could be that's what the Nekuda is. But the bottom line is, it says the Chidah and the Prisha, that of course it's not a stira. You want to know which taiva is the greater taiva. It's the taiva of Arayas. Why then is it only Miat Barayas? It's just based on the fact. It's just based on the fact that at the end of the day, most people are miskaber. And the truth is, I was thinking, could be it's even muchach minei ube. Because the Gemara says, roi begezel, umir barayas, vakol bavak loshen hara. Does anybody think that the Yetzahara of avak loshen hara is more, or the taiva of it is more than the taiva of arayas and the taiva of mammon? That doesn't even sound like it's part of the equation. Doesn't even sound like that's part of the chakir. Narvas. The way it spills chayis is that people, everyone, the Gemara says, is nichshol b'avak lashon hara. But just because everyone's nichshol b'avak lashon hara, that in and of itself doesn't mean that the biggest yetzahara in the world is the yetzahara to speak lashon hara. Right? The Gemara, even different places, says, what hanah does the bala lashon have? Ki'ilu, it's not even a real physical pleasure. What is it? It's the whole thing, the shtosim et lakshin, right? But the point is afilu hachi v'kulam b'avak lashon hara. So just because it's v'kulam b'avak lashon hara, that in and of itself is not a reflection necessarily of the underlying yetzahara. So roi begezel mi'at b'arayas, lav dafka has to be a reflection. Either way, it sounds at first glance like it's a machloikis. The Tosfos Yontif holds that the yitzra de memoina is more chamor than the yitzra d'arayas. The Chidah and the Prisha hold that the yitzra d'arayas is really more chamor than the Yitzra, the Mamoina, fascinating discussion. L'chura, that's what comes out a little bit from the raid. That's what comes out just from a cursory iyun in some of the achronim on the daf that we're learning right now. But I'll tell you a dover nifla that I saw in the Megadim Chadashim. It's me'inyan le'inyan ba'oise inyan. And that is the Megadim Chadashim. And this is in Parshas Ekev. It's on the pasuk, Yishamru lochem pen yiftal levavchem v'sartem v'avadetem elihim acherim v'shtachavisam lohem. This is the second parish of Kirishma, which is, of course, in Parsha Sekev. So he brings, in the middle of the shtickel, v'ro'isi b'sefer maisa ish chelik beis. I found in the sefer maisa ish. So maisa ish are stories about the chazoinish, k'yodua. Muva b'shem sefer beis of sichos chelik beis. Amid Tof Nun He, Vizel Shine. Rebel Joachim Schlesinger, Shama Meachazoi Nishzal, Beshem Amarshal. Rebel Joachim Schlesinger said that he once heard Beshem the Chazanish, who said over in the name of the Mara, Shabeshosha Anshe Knesset Agdoyle, Hishbius Yitzrat Avoy Dazar Sheyetze, that when the Anshe Knesset Agdoyle were Mashbia, the Eitzahara of Arayas, that it should leave Klal Yisrael. So we know that right in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah got together and they said that if we don't learn from our mistakes, then history is going to repeat itself. We're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, but then we're going to lose it all over again. So what did they do? They said, we have to be mevatel the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. And they daven, and the Gemara talks about all the different Kabbalistic, mystical things that they did, and at the end of the day, they were successful. They were able to knock out the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Joachim Schlesinger said that he heard from the Chazon Ish, who said over from the Maharal, that when the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah knocked out the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, Bike Sheyitnu Loi Yetzer Achar Bimkoimai. So the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, this Malach came and said that it's not fair, I'm out of a job now, right? So you have to give me something else to do. Vishalu Bametanuach Daitai. So they said, okay, what would you like? Meaning, that's fine, you want another job? You know, what could we offer you? He says, I want to become the Yetzahara of Mamoin. They shook hands on it, and the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah became the Yetzahara of Mamoin. So Rabbi Joachim Schlesinger said that the Chazon Ish said this over B'Shem the Maharal. He said, that on some level, the Yetzahara of Mamoin has something to do with the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. So this very few people in the world could do, says Reb David Yoel Weiss. Masha Amar Chazon Ish Zal came b'shem Amaral, loy matzasi ke'es b'sifri Amaral. So this that the Chazon Ish said, that he heard this b'shem the Maharal, that the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah somehow became the Yetzahara of Mammon, loy matzasi ke'es b'sifri Amaral. So very few people could do that, right? There's some that could, presumably, but very, very few. The next thing that Reb David Yoel Weiss says, I'm confident even less people can do. He says, I think that really what the Chazon Ish was quoting was not the Maharal, but it was the Achi Maharal. And he says, take a look in Sefer Achayim, and this is in Chelek Beis, it's Perikei. Just going to read one excerpt. The Avodah Zarah of the ancient times, of antiquity, is something we don't have anymore. Nobody worships the sun, nobody worships the moon. However, says the Achi Maharal, the Chadoshim Mikarev Bo. But there's a new Indian that has emerged. Kigoyin avoidas hakesef ehazov. Shegam hu bichlal avoidas zoro yichoshev. Devadei avoidas zu hi zoro. Loi levad be'enei Hashem yisparach. Ela af be'enei kol balei asechel. Vuhu soif hazam. It's the end of the zam. Shehem gimu minei averis. The word zam is Rosh Tevis for three averis. Ashe chotu v'zamu behem kol adoiris. Ashe hoyu l'minayoy ma'ashabara l'kim esal. And what is that Rosh Tevez Zam? Dahinu Znus, Avoid Zora, and Mamoin. Shehu Rosh Tevez Shal Zam. Vichol Oid Shaloi Avaru Batal Hazam Hazeh, Yisakfu Ikfas Ragli HaMashiach. Rabbi David Yoel, in the middle, he shnelsu the Chidah in his Sefer Dvash Lefi, that the Chidah said that the Pasuk says, Chavi Kemat Rega Ad Yavar Zam. Right? Sometimes you just have to hold tight. For a rega, just for a moment, ad yavar zam, until the anger, the charoi naf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu passes. Right, chavi means hide. Chavi, Ishaya Novi said this, sometimes you just have to hide. Wait for the storm to pass. Don't be outside. Don't expose yourself. Ad yavar zam, then you'll be able to come out. So the Chidon is, that's what he brings, b'shem the Kadmoinim, that the world was created for 6,000 years. And he said the first 2,000 years, there was the Yetzirah of Arayas, the Ramabul, the Znus that went on. In that door was something that the world had never seen. The second 2,000 years was Avodah Zarah. The last 2,000 years is Mamoin, and that's Rosh Hateva Zam, Znus, Avoydazar of Mamoin. It's Poshet, that's what the Sefer HaChaim is telling too, Zok Rav David Yoel. But either way, he went Kinvaitis, Vajik Nesak Doi Lashak Kotluva Okruli Yitzur Avoydazar, Uli Yitzur the Znus, by Ratzulakur Gam Ken Yitzur the Mamoinus. He says it's Poshet, this is what he was referring to. He says, I couldn't find this anywhere in any of the Sifrei Amaral, but I think that somehow something got lost in the translation, and the Chazon Ish either didn't hear or didn't mean the Maral. What he meant was the Achia Maral. He meant the Sefer HaChaim, because this Indian is mefurish in the Sefer HaChaim. But it comes out a fascinating thing, that the Yitzra, the Mamoina, really is the second generation of the Yitzra, the Avodah Zarah. And Emes is, the Rav David Yoel said, that this is something that you find already in Svar Makdoshim. I'm just going to mention one Maramakim, and that is in the Igeres HaKodesh that was written by Rabbi Lozar, a tzaddik, the son of the Noam Elimelech, and it's printed in the back of the Sefer Noam Elimelech. So I'm just reading one paragraph. V'shamati migodol echad sha'amar. Zeh ha-yetzahara shal avodah zarah, anshei kneses ha-gdoyla hargu oisai. Zeh t'mil g'doyla. So he writes that I heard from a God Alecha that if you think about it, it's a tmiya. Heich efshel harig amalach shehu guf noki zach veruchni. How is it possible to do something like that? A malach is a davar ruchni. You can't kill a davar ruchni, el arak. What did Chazal mean when they said that they killed the Yitzhahara, the Avodah Zarah? Shehiviru me'um nosoi rishonah. What it means is they took away his original job. If they took away his original job and they replaced him with another job, what's the new job? What they gave him was the job of mammon. Levalvul bnei adam beredifas mammon va'osher. Shezeu korav la'avodah zarah ba'avoneseinu harav. So this inyan that Rabbi Yochanan Schlesinger said that he heard from the Chazon Ish, state shining the Igeres HaKodesh that's printed in the back of the Sefer Noam Elimelech, it's something that comes from Svar Makdoshim, but it gives us a new ponim in terms of understanding the Yitzra de Mamayna. The Yitzra de Mamayna really came from the Yitzra of avodah zarah. What was once the Yitzhahara of avodah zarah is today the Yitzra de Mamayna. And if that's the case, let's revisit the Chakira. The Yitzhah the Mamoina or the Yitzhah the Arayis, right? We're not talking about the Yitzhah the Avodah Zarah because there is no Yitzhah the Avodah Zarah anymore. There's a Chotasaira of it, Kiyodua, but the Ikr Yitzhahara of Avodah Zarah is not something that exists. So this Shaila of Yitzhah the Mamoina versus Yitzhah the Arayis, Alpi, this raid for Shteitin Svar Makdoshim, could be as a little bit of a different knetch, because it could be the Yitzhah the Mamoina is really the Yitzhah the Avodah Zarah. And if that's the case, let's ask ourselves another question. Once upon a time, whether it was a Yitzhah the Avodah Zarah, which Yitzhahara was more intense? Was it the Yitzhah the Avodah Zarah, or was it the Yitzhah the Arayis? Now that's interesting, right? Now you can't show through the Rambam for that, because the Rambam, even though he says Ein Lecha Davar Kasha, but the Rambam's going now. And even though the Rambam says Hilchas Al Mashiach, but the Yitzhah the Avodah Zarah is gone. So when the Rambam's writing is Yad Chazaka, there's no Yitzhah the Avodah Zarah. But when there was a Yitzhah the Avodah Zarah, which was the most chomer? So I think if you'd ask the man on the street, he might tell you that, I don't know, from the fact that they were Mevatel the Yitzhah the Yitzhahara, and they were Mevatel the Yitzhah the Arayis, maybe that's a raya that the Yitzhah the Avodah Zarah was the most chomer. Now, even though the Gemara says they wanted to be mevatel the Yitzhah the Arayis, but that was only after the fact. For sure, I mean, they saw they were matzliach. They said, you know what? Let's be a tefasta merubah, right? And it didn't work out. But the Iker Yitzhahara that they tried being mevatel was the Yitzhah the Avodah Zarah. Right? Everybody always says that, you know, we look at the Avodah Zarah today, you know, paganism, it seems very silly. But the truth is that we know that's not the way it was. Ramban talks about it in so many different places, the Pnimius and the Oymik of Elihim Acherim, right? Elihim Beloshen Choyl is related to Elikim. That's Beloshen Kodesh. You have the Gemara in Perek Chelek, where Rav Ashi, I think it was, he was once saying things about Menashe, who was an Ovid Avodah Zarah, and he was almost making Latzonis from him. And Menashe came to him in a dream, and he told him, had you been alive when I was alive, you would have ran after the Avodah Zarah. Right, so it sounds a little bit like Thakir, the Yitzhah, the Avodah Zarah was the spitz. I think for sure, based on what we've heard all the years, it feels that way. It's something that we can't really fathom. and it was so not shaykh, and that's why the Anshek Nes Agdoyle had to be mevatel. But it's not so posh. The reason it's not so posh is because it's a mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says, "Lo of the Yisrael avay dezara elo lahatol emes arayis." That the only reason the Yidden were even avay dezara was because they knew that the Nevi'im would mach them a sugar and they'd be mevatel the Yitzar avay dezara, and they'd allow them to do gili arayis. Because really, what they wanted was gili arayis. Right? That's why historically all the cults had a lot of gili arayis associated with it, because that's really what they wanted. What they were interested in was the gili arayis, and the avodah zarah was like a decoy. So like this, the Nevi'im will be giving them mussar about the avodah zarah, and they'll allow them to be Isaac ben Yonah arayis. Either way, it's not 100% clear. And this shtickle, Rav David Yoel says, I am Masha Kosafti b'mesachtes chagigo daf yud beis amir aleph b'inyan yitzra the avodah zarah. Was that more chomer than the yitzra the arayis or not? He works over there with the Shir HaShirim, Parsha Zayin, Ayin Shom, King L'chochem V'yechnum. But either way, just another horror this week from Hagoyin Agon, Rav David Yoel Weishlita, Divrei Pi Chochem Chayin, and we are going to stop here.